You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
It is 3 p.m. on May 24th, 2024. We broadcast the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 19 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, updates on the Northwest League, with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up is Terrell Stafford's Between the Two Worlds with You Taught My Heart to Sing.
Thank you.
That was You Taught My Heart to Sing from Terrell Stafford's Between the Two Worlds. Next up is Slow Thrust's I Promise EP. The track is Pony.
For a partner, someone who knows how to write without even falling off. Gotta be compatible, takes me to my limits. Oh girl, when I break you off, I promise that you won't wanna get off.
Like to discuss the SFU athletics at this time. On May 21st, the Red Leafs softball and men's basketball camps were promoted on the SFU athletics website. For softball, the earliest camp dates are on June 23rd, while Men's basketball dates start on July 2nd. Please contact SFU Camps for more information, 778-782-4965. On May 22nd, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored 92 men and track and field athletes for academic achievements. Where three Red Leafs made a cut. Mitchell Gibbs earned a 3.86 GPA as a business and economics major. Efren Mekkonen earned a 3.43 GPA as a behavioral neuroscience major, while Aiden Good earned a 3.27 GPA as a business and economics major. On May 23rd, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored 111 women track and field athletes for academic achievements, where five Red Leafs made a cut. Maddie Powell earned a 3.77 GPA as a kinesiology major. Ella Marion earned a 3.49 GPA as a psychology major. Carly Seaman earned a 3.40 GPA as a visual arts and biological sciences major. Caitlin Hanger earned a 3.32 GPA as a psychology major. And Susanna Lenuski earned a 3.30 GPA as a theater major. SFU track and field athletes also started in the NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships at Francis G. Welch Stadium in Emporia, Kansas, where distances are in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 10 results for SFU. In the women's 1500 first round, Megan Roxby clocked in at 436.2 for 10th, among the 12 who qualified for the final. In the women's 100 first round, Murray Ella LeClaire dashed in at 11.32 for third among eight who advanced to the final. Also, LeClaire returns to action today as she will run in the women's 200 first round starting at 3:45 p.m., followed by Megan Roxby in the women's 800 at 4:15 Pacific.
Hello, this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at @thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The third act is Shred Kelly's Blurry Vision. Here is Nothing for a While.
Every day staring at the heart of the world. I played it on repeat and I never left home. The fall through the floor was not the fall that I needed. And the trip was never ending. I see it in the morning when I open my eyes. I cried at the store while I waited in line. I laughed to myself as I stared for an hour. And there was no more conversation for another.
Minutes. night as it flickers. A story that will change as the filament goes. The years ahead smaller than the ones behind. And that's just how it goes.
The fourth group is Shuplang's Thank You, Valued Customer, Courtesy Version with Buddha. What was that? Let me look at it. Sorry. Cannot really find it. Just a minute, please. Yeah, now I found it. So the next tune will be Shuplang's Thank You, Valued Customer, Courtesy Version with Buddha. What was that?
Muhammad was a great man, he did great things. He moved a mountain from under the covers. But Buddha, what was that? Buddha, what was that? Buddha, what was that? He's a very fat chap. Moses was a great man, he did great things. He made a bush burn whenever he Vishnu was all that. He was half fish, he was half cat. He didn't know what he started. But Buddha, what was that? Buddha, what was that? Buddha, what was that? He's a very fat chap. Oh yeah. Come
Moses was a great man, and Vishnu was a great man. But Buddha, what was that? Buddha, what was that? Buddha, what was that? He's a very fat chap, oh yeah.
Welcome to the second half of episode 19 and the 2024 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, updates on the Northwest League with the background and latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Joseph Shavasan's Welcome to Hell. Here is the title track.
Gone, long, free.